Hello, outside world. My name is Christopher Trotter. I'm calling live from inside the belly of the beast at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, Carlisle, Indiana. I would like to update everybody on the situation with COVID-19 inside the prison. Currently, we're still on lockdown. We've been on lockdown now for a month. The facility hasn't done any mandatory testing or any contract tracing. I think the facility is implementing what they call a herd policy. In other words, let prisoners catch COVID. Let it run throughout the prison system slowly. Let it kill who it can kill. And hope the rest get immune so we could put prisoners back to work. That's the situation we're facing right now. And again, I think it's cruel because myself wasn't sentenced to death. I'm 58 years old. I've been in prison for 40 straight years, eating prison food, not being able to get the best health care, trying to keep myself up physically, but over a period of time, been in prison 40 years, it weakens not only the immune system, it weakens the person physically. It weakens the person mentally. So the chances of people my age surviving COVID-19 without the proper health care is like playing Russian roulette. I work on the grounds crew, and I cut grass and take out the garbage. The other night, I was talking to an officer who had COVID back in March. And he said, I still test positive right today. I said, how is that so? And he said, because of the antibodies. So I test positive right today. He didn't have no mask or nothing on. And he said, it's a lot of us running around here that has tested positive. And then had COVID, and we had these antibodies. And I was like, wow, okay. You know, now the prison is like, they don't care no more. They're tired of wearing the mask. They're tired of the social distancing. And it's like, let's let these prisoners get it. They're not doing temperature checks. And most staff know now that if they run a fever, well, I take a cup of ibuprofen before I come to work. So therefore, the ibuprofen will lower my fever. So if they give me a temperature check, I won't have no temperature, but I really do have a temperature. So I can come to work because I don't have no free work day. I don't have no work days left, so I have to come to work. And so this is what's going on in here. It's been over a month. Locked down. And they've not even done any mandatory testing of prisoners. Not the mental staff. Not even contact tracing. But yet they want everybody to go to work in these so-called private industry jobs they have. They want you to go to work. Because if you don't go to work, they lose money. So this is what's going on. And I hope people are concerned if you have a loved one inside the prison. And I ask that people just stay vigilant. People stay vigilant. People stay informed and try to find out what's going on. And I wish everybody out there the best. I'm looking forward to a new president. Ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead, the witch is dead. Ding dong, Donald Trump is dead. So hopefully this country can heal. We can appeal to our better angels. We can bring back human decency. We can do the things that need to be done. We can take a new look at the Constitution that was founded by our forefathers and do something about it. Because times done changed. And a lot of the Constitution is not relevant for the change that's taking place today. Again, starting with the 13th Amendment. We need to do away with it because it justifies slavery inside prisons. It justifies the exploitation, the oppression of prisoners, of human beings. And there's nothing that says that the Constitution can't be changed. And we, the people, have that power. We have that power. Thank you for listening to me. I wish everybody safety. Again, this is Christopher Trotter calling live inside the belly of the beast at Wabash Valley Correctional Center, Carlisle, Indiana. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.